This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's defending a Wednesday strike on a U.N. school turned shelter in central Gaza, claiming U.N. aid workers among the 18 killed were members of Hamas. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara.
The U.N. says that six of those killed work for UNRWA, the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees, including the shelter's manager. Some 12,000 people are sheltering at the school. Israel defended the strike and said that the aid workers were in fact members of Hamas. Speaking from Poland Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken again called for a ceasefire and criticized both sides. Israel has repeatedly accused UNRWA workers of being tied to militant groups in Gaza. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on details of an investigation involving Iran.
The Justice Department is preparing criminal charges in an Iran hack targeting the Trump campaign. It's not clear what the charges will be or who is being targeted, but sources tell the AP it's the result of an FBI investigation into an intrusion that investigators quickly linked to an effort in Iran to influence this year's presidential election. The Trump campaign disclosed last month it had been hacked and said Iranian actors stole and distributed sensitive internal documents. They were sent to Politico, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi. 128 remain missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. Vietnam's VNN Express newspaper reported Thursday that 199 people have died while more than 800 people have been injured. In the capital, floodwaters in the Red River receded slightly, but many areas were still inundated with water neck high in some places. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that North Korea offers a rare glimpse into a weapons-grade uranium enrichment facility as leader Kim pushes for more nuclear weapons.
State media reports that leader Kim Jong-un visited the area and called for stronger efforts to exponentially increase the number of his nuclear weapons. It's the North's first public disclosure of a uranium enrichment facility since it showed one at Yongbyon to visiting American scholars in 2010. While the latest unveiling is a likely attempt to apply more pressure on the U.S. and its allies, the images released of the area could provide outsiders with a valuable source of information for estimating the amount of nuclear ingredients that North Korea has produced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States and Britain have now pledged nearly $1.5 billion in additional aid to Ukraine during a visit to Kyiv by their top diplomats. Ukrainian officials used the occasion on Wednesday to renew their pleas to use Western-provided missiles against targets deeper inside Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced more than $700 million in humanitarian aid, while British Foreign Secretary David Lammy confirmed that his country would provide another $782 million in assistance and loan guarantees. Much of the effort was aimed at bolstering the energy grid that Russia has repeatedly pounded ahead of an expected difficult winter. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said NATO allies were collaborating to impose consequences on Russia.
We are closely collaborating between ourselves, among different allies and partners, on, among other things, sharing the necessary information and taking steps to impose consequences on Russia for these attacks.
He also praised Poland for its progress in transitioning away from Russian energy since the war began. Hurricane Francine has now slammed into the U.S. state of Louisiana as a dangerous Category 2 storm, knocking out power to more than 250,000 customers and threatening a large stretch of the Gulf Coast and flooding and destructive winds. Officials reported flooded streets and downed tree limbs Wednesday evening around southern Louisiana. While drenching rains in New Orleans raised fears of flash flooding, there were no immediate reports of any deaths or injuries. The National Hurricane Center says Francine ran ashore from the Gulf of Mexico with nearly 62 kilometers per hour winds on Wednesday afternoon. After a few hours over land, Francine barely remained a hurricane as it churned inland. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.